Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
The U.S. economy added 222,000 jobs in June. That was way better than expected, but perhaps a downer in the June employment data. Wages, what happened there? I'm John Wardock at the Wall Street Journal, and joining us is Mark Hamrick. He is senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com, and he joins us here in our Washington studio. So overall, your reaction to the jobs report, Mark?
The report overall, I think it's respectable and reassuring. It's reassuring because coming into this report, we had seen an average monthly jobs creation over 3 months of 120,000 jobs added. With the revisions and the better-than-expected reading for June, we're now at a little more than 190,000 a month, and that's consistent with the pattern we've seen for a number of years now. It tells us that the economic expansion continues.
So if I'm looking for a job, odds are I'm going to find one?
Depends where you're living, where you're looking for work, and what sector you're working in. I like to say that the job market is a little like we like to talk about real estate. It's location, location, location. And so, you know, if you go to places like Seattle, Austin, Charlotte, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, those areas of the country doing very well. It's still the case that rural areas, smaller communities, aren't participating as much in the expansion. But to the extent that most of the American population lives in larger cities, the outlook is, we might say, as bright as it's been for a decade or so.
And the payroll figures for May and April were also revised upward, which
right.
means the spring wasn't as lousy as some people thought.
Well, that's the reassuring part that I alluded to earlier, because there was a question, are we on the verge here of having the expansion end? And based on everything we can possibly know as we speak, the answer to that is no, we don't see the expansion ending. It seems to be continuing.
When you look at the unemployment rate, 4.4%, it did edge up, but I guess the silver lining there is people are looking.
More people were unemployed and more people were employed. And as you referenced there, labor force participation, the percentage measuring those either working or looking for work, that number rose. And so we're making progress, although we actually also had more people unemployed.
We're talking with Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com. And this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Mark, in the June employment data, we did get news about wages, and people care about their paychecks, the last time I checked here in the United States. What happened on the wage front?
Yeah, and I wonder whether we just need to say we care about our direct deposits now, because I can't remember the last time we actually got paychecks, but that's what everybody refers to it as. But to the question, this is the buzzkill section of today's report, meaning the one we're discussing today. The reason for that is simple. We've had the unemployment rate below 5% for more than a year now. And for a couple of years at least that I can remember, observers have been saying wage growth should accelerate any day now. Well, those days have grown to months and years, and we're still saying it. So the question is, why is it not doing better? I think possibly two reasons, if not many more, come to mind. First of all, globalization. We're in a globally connected economy to the extent that we've never had before. Another unprecedented factor is the advent and rapid acceleration of technology. We're not talking on the radio. We're talking in a podcast. And that was something we couldn't have envisioned 20 years ago. It speaks to the way things change rapidly. So between globalization, technology, I think those are two factors. I'll throw one more in, and that is, and we very often get this notion of so-called full employment and that we ought to be close to it right now. But we never know that until we're looking in the rearview mirror. And there still is a substantial number of individuals, for example, working part-time that would like to have full-time work. So all those point to structural factors that may prohibit further wage gains, but also some things that could point to better wage gains down the road.
And my colleagues at the Journal pointing out that wages up 0.2% in June, but over the last year up only 2.5%, basically stuck where they have been for 2 years.
Yeah, average hourly earnings. We keep saying that ought to have a three in front of it, but we just don't get there. And we know also that employers are having to pay more for the benefits for their employees. So, and we know health care fits into that as well. So employers are having to part with more money. It's not as much of it is going into salaries and other, let's say, cash compensation as people would like.
And as someone who covers the Federal Reserve, what do you think Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen thinks of this jobs data, especially the wage portion?
Well, in my cartoonish view of the Federal Reserve for the purposes of this discussion, I'm thinking that central bankers are basically saying, aha, this is exactly what we thought would happen, because to their credit, they use their very Federal Reserve-y terminology of weakness in the first part of the year was transitory, their way of saying this was temporary weakness and this too shall pass, and that does indeed seem to be the case. So you have to say they called that one, and we can talk further another time about what they haven't been right about, but about that they do seem to have been right. And so that means that probably a rate increase is in the cards here in the second half of the year, the betting now on December, and that they can continue down their path of balance sheet management and reduction of the $4.5 trillion in assets they acquired as a response to the financial crisis and Great Recession.
He's Mark Hamrick. He's senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com. Mark, thanks for taking a few minutes.
My pleasure to speak with you, John. Thanks so much.
And this has been Your Money Matters. I'm John Wardock at The Wall Street Journal.